RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If I don't have a homeless person urinating on my front steps, if I don't hear that dog barking next door to me, and I go outside and it's complete solitude, I freak the hell out.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, maybe I'm just a wannabe New Yorker. Speaking of which, Jersey Ken. Ken, tell them just sort of your origin and where it is that you're from. It's not as though you're from the sticks, my man.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know this, but originally I'm from the South.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so I was born in Fort Stewart, Georgia, and I grew up in Statesboro, where Georgia Southern is. And yeah, we moved around a bunch, but yeah, we went from Georgia to New Jersey, back down south to Tennessee for about a year and a half. And then midway through fourth grade, I went back to Jersey, and then I bounced around one town, different spots around Bayonne, New Jersey, and then I lived in New York for a little bit, where I met my wife, and now I'm out here.
What do you identify with?
New Jersey. Yeah. I got there when I was like 9, so the southern accent that I did have, long gone.
So Bayonne, Jersey, which
Bayonne.
Is Bayonne. Bayonne. You know what that's known for, right? Have we talked about this?
Well, there's another Bayonne in France.
Not mistaken. I guarantee you this dude is not from France. Chuck Wepner?
Oh, yeah. The original Rocky.
Yes.
There's actually Rocky Steps that we claim in Bayonne. It's in Hudson County Park.
You know his nickname?
The Bayonne Bleeder.
Bayonne Bleeder. Chuck Wepner. That's right. That's where they got the idea of Rocky.
I feel like many people don't know that. And they also don't know that Muhammad Ali was Apollo Creed.
Yeah, so Chuck Wepner apparently knocks Muhammad Ali down in that first round. Now, it's disputed by that of Muhammad Ali and his camp that he actually stepped on his laces or something happened that it wasn't necessarily a punch. But he was his million-to-one shot that shocked the champ, shocked the world.
Have you ever actually seen that fight?
I have not.
Oh, he gets demolished.
He gets crushed, right?
But he takes his lumps and he goes through the whole fight.
Yeah.
He lasts the guy.
This is before head injuries and CTE were a thing, when you had guys like him and Tex Cobb who would just literally get pounded for 15 rounds.
Right. It was 15 then, not 12 that it is now.
Bayonne, Jersey. All right. Well, back in these parts, it's all about the Golden State Warriors. And Draymond Green, the latest with Draymond and his blow-up with Steve Kerr. Kerr coming out in a statement today, essentially taking full blame, I guess it might be sort of the best way to interpret that.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, do you think he's covering?
No.
You don't?
I don't think Kerr at this stage of his career.
I'm not saying that he is. I just want to know if you think, because
well, I mean, what do you mean exactly by covering?
Well, he doesn't. What I'm saying is he doesn't want too much information out there. And I feel like, listen, if I just put it all on me, he can't, nothing, like, you know, it'll take away the media's focus on Draymond.
No, I don't think Steve Kerr is really into the cat and mouse games at this point. I could be wrong, but I think Steve Kerr, and listen, Steve Kerr is not the choir boy. Wow. That a lot of people think he is. This goes back to his days, his playing days as a coach. We've seen him break the clipboards. This guy's fiery, man. There's a reason why he got punched out by Michael Jordan. It wasn't as though Michael Jordan just simply said, oh, come here, little Steve Kerr, I'm going to knock you out. Steve Kerr's feisty. He gets in your face. It's just how he was. And so when he says, I take full blame, maybe he is taking a bullet for the team, but I do believe him at face value. I don't think that he's trying to cover up or trying to sort of deflect from that of Draymond, because I don't think he needs to do those sort of things at this stage. If there was a real issue, I don't think he would say.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Anything, or he'd be somewhat evasive, or that, you know, this is in-house. We've heard that before, that if he doesn't want to reveal anything, or if he still feels as though there's an after effect or a hangover, he would have said something to the effect that Draymond and I will deal with this, and we're moving on, and as a basketball team, we're fine. This isn't going to have a lingering effect. But when he's as adamant as he was today and making a point of this is on me, I sort of believe him. I could be a bit naive, but I do think that he has the propensity to be that guy, not to the extent of Draymond Green. And certainly Draymond Green had something to do with it. Are you kidding me? And I think the perfect storm here is just to back it up a little bit and go back to what has been the week that was for Draymond Green. Let's not forget how this all started. The 8 turnovers in Portland, he's not playing well. The loss to Phoenix, in which it was one of his worst games as a professional, forget about this year, the 5 turnovers. Afterwards, in the press conference, he was so short, and it was very atypical. You could see something was amiss. You're like, is that Draymond Green? And he leaves abruptly. And in that game, I pointed this out the other day, in that game against the Phoenix Suns, he had the 5 turnovers. You know who was responsible, I want to say, for at least 2 of them? Was little Connor Gillespie. Because that's what Gillespie does. And he picked them clean. And so I guarantee you, the same 2 teams met some 48 hours later, and Draymond Green, in his head, in his mind, had an asterisk next to Connor Gillespie after the worst game of his career. He was saying to himself, Connor Gillespie is not doing that again. I am not playing like that again. Take a look at it. Roll back the tape, as they like to say, as Warner Wolf said once back in the day. Check the videotape. Let's go to the videotape. The opening quarter, opening moments, Draymond Green snares a rebound. And guess who picked him? Connor Gillespie. And Draymond Green had to be fuming. Another turnover. And once again, it's this little punk out of Villanova, this little overachiever. So what happens after that? There's a breakaway, and it's Connor Gillespie who's on a breakaway. and he's got to step on Draymond. Draymond Green does what Draymond Green does. And he blocks him, meets him at the rim. There's no body contact. It's one of the best defensive plays maybe of the year. Gets all ball and sends little Connor Gillespie sprawling. And it was payback. But Draymond Green, being Draymond Green, could not leave it at that. Stands over Gillespie. And if you're wondering, well, why are you going after Gillespie? Well, I'm telling you why. There was backstory. Connor Gillespie, that little punk, I think is the way that Draymond Green saw it, is the reason why he had that terrible game in Phoenix. And the guy just, once again, picked him clean in the opening moments of this game. And so he stood over him and he had words. And Connor Gillespie's like, what's your problem, dude? And so they traded words. And then, of course, he shoves him. He gets the technical. And I completely disagree with Steve Kerr. That was warranted. I do believe that Draymond Green, he's on borrowed time so often. He gets that first technical, which I think we would all agree, if you shove a guy like that and it's that deliberate, you're going to get teed up. And then if you continue to chirp at the referees when you have one technical and you want to get on that high wire act, there's a good chance, just by the letter of the law, that the ref is going to tee you up and you're out of here. And no ref wants to do it. I think the majority of the refs are like, I don't want to be the guy responsible for removing, you know, Draymond Green from a game. And they try and walk away. And more often than not, Draymond is so aware of this and he has such a long leash that after getting that first technical, I've never seen a player continue to yell at referees or continue to mock referees and just look over the edge of that cliff saying, I dare you to push me off. You know you won't. And more often they don't. But in this particular occasion, he's like, that's enough. You're out of here. That could happen so much more frequently. I don't agree with Steve Kerr. I think Kerr's conflating the two when he mentioned Dillon Brooks punching the likes of Steph Curry and saying that, you know, those two are not equal and you kick out Draymond Green, but look what it is that Dillon Brooks did to our star player. Apples and bowling balls, Coach Kerr. But that's sort of the backstory. Now we fast forward to him getting kicked out the last game he plays in. He's kicked out, right? And now we start this game against Orlando. And he starts well. He's got a couple rebounds. He's scoring. But then there's a moment where he has a bad turnover. His body language on a couple of plays, it looks as though he's disgruntled with his players, his teammates. And then he starts to get into it with the referee. And Draymond Green is being Draymond Green. And it was at that moment when Steve Kerr calls a timeout. I'm telling you, this is all there on a video log if you guys want to verify what it is that I'm saying here. And it's at that point when Steve Kerr's like, that's enough, man. You're turning the ball over. You're not happy with your teammates. And you're once again yelling at referees. This is the perfect cocktail of what pisses me off about you. This is exactly what's plagued you and this team over the last week, and the buck has got to stop here. Now, obviously, this is just me. This is conjecture. I don't know this is fact. But that's when the timeout took place. And Jersey Ken, that's when I think he addressed, and address might be putting it mildly, but I think that that's when he got in the face of Draymond and says, hey, that's enough, man. Stop it with the refs. And Stop with your body language. And also, by the way, stop turning it over.
Well, the funny thing is that he only turned the ball over once. And I think it was just like Steve Kerr was trying to stop the snowball effect of his emotions getting to him. But it just fueled him. And it's like you made a great point. You said he's on borrowed time. Because offensively, you know, he has been horrible. His plus minus, we've been doing stats all week on Draymond Green, are minus 60. That's the worst. Second to Gary Payton II. Is second in that in minus 20 rather. And it's just going to show because you put up with his antics year after year after year. I mean, Nick Friedell, who writes for The Athletic, who's been on the show many times, especially in the morning, he's talked about, you know, how he even showed a clip. He shared a clip in one of his recent articles about Draymond Green where Kerr is on the sideline. I think it's like in 2018, I believe, where he says, I'm so sick of Draymond's bleep. And it's like you deal with that because you know Draymond's going to give you what Draymond can give you night in and night out. But now it's not working anymore. So now what do you do?
Well, that's just it. Have we reached the point where it's not worth it? Have we reached a point where, listen, you're still a good basketball player. You're still a remarkable defender. And we need you more often than not, but you're not that guy anymore. You're clearly not that guy. And is it worth all of the drama? Is it worth what it is that you do as far as the extracurricular activities and the team having to go through all this and players having to talk about this drama and, you know, the carryover that this potentially could have? I don't know. I don't know whether we've reached a point now where Draymond Green is such a liability that Mike Dunleavy will pick up a phone and saying, look at New Orleans, here's Draymond, here's Podziemski, here's Moses Moody, obviously Jonathan Kuminga, what do you got? You know, can we, is Herb Jones available? Trey Murphy? Claxton out in Brooklyn? I mean, is that where we're at with him? I will tell you that I don't think so. I kind of believe Steve Kerr that, you know, there's a sentimentality here that they're going to sort of lean towards when it comes to what is it that we do. And I think it gets down to relationships with Steve, that at the end of the day, yeah, we all want to win. But yeah, they're pointing to the phone line. We'll get to the block is hot in just a moment. They all want to win, but I do believe that Steve Kerr, maybe Steve Kerr's is getting old, because I'm one of those that I check sentimentality at the door. Like when it comes to whatever it is that makes my team better, I'm sorry, man, this is business, and it's big business. And that may sound crass, but I need to win. Doesn't mean I don't like it. We'll have a Draymond Green day. We'll bring you back when this is all said and done. But if I can improve my team, I got to move you. Sentimentality is how you get old together, but it's also how you get irrelevant and how you become a bad basketball team for years. You got to stay out in front of this thing. And I don't know that trading Draymond Green does that, but it's just got to be predicated on whether he makes you a better basketball team on what it is that he still does as far as defending guys, as far as being, quote-unquote, that personality, the guy that's sort of the watchdog, the alpha male. If that still all makes sense, well, then keep him. But it should not be predicated on, well, he's been here for so long, and I don't want a repeat of what happened with Klay Thompson. We got to do right by him from a marketing standpoint. Marketing PR, that doesn't win games at the end of the day. So that's just me. Let's get to our man. I haven't talked to this gentleman in a while. The block is definitely hot. Antioch, the location. Shamari Block, my man, my former partner, my good friend. Shamari, what's going on? What say you on the Golden State Warriors these days?
Devone, my brother, man. It's good to talk to you, man. Everything is good. I mean, the Warriors, they're 500 right now, right? They are who they are. And I just don't know. And I felt this way. We got to rewind a little bit, because the reason the Warriors are in the situation you're talking about is because of the sentimentality you were talking about earlier is that they didn't look forward into the future and try to develop the likes of Jonathan Kuminga. And I know James Wiseman was a flop, but also they didn't put a lot of effort in developing him. And when you're at this high, and what the Spurs did and Pop did is that you have Duncan and Ginobili in them, and then, okay, you bring in a young Kawhi Leonard and a couple of other dudes, Patty Mills, and then you develop him, and then that extends life of the older players. And I remember when Wiseman was drafted in particular, when Kuminga was drafted, Draymond Green went out on the record and said, you can't win just having a bunch of vets and a bunch of young dudes. And I'm like, no, that's exactly what you need. Exactly. Because, listen, let's say they get Kevin Durant right now. You get Kevin Durant in the building right now. Kevin Durant isn't Kevin Durant that won all those championships. He was with the Suns playing with Devin Booker. They didn't really do too much over there, right? You need that young blood, and they didn't plan for anyone to step up and be their Patty Mills and Kawhi Leonard. And that's why they're failing right now.
So do you foresee a huge trade coming up at the deadline? And if so, who's getting moved?
I don't know, because here's my thing with this, and I say this all the time, man. People play too much NBA 2K and Madden and whatnot, because the fact of the matter is that if you want to trade somebody, right, and you want to get something significant, you have to give something significant in return. So I believe in Kuminga's ability to be a mid-level, like, good fringe all-star dude on a team that sucked, right? And if he could have the ball all the time, he could do that. But I don't really think that what you would get in return for Kuminga or Draymond Green or you name the person outside of Steph Curry is going to be significant, where it's going to be an upgrade. You're probably going to downgrade, or you're going to trade. Now, if you could trade Kuminga for somebody of his caliber with a little bit more size, that might be good. But outside of that, I mean, what do you think? What do you get back in return that's realistic that someone's going to want for either of those guys?
Well, if I'm picking up the phone and I'm talking to Dunleavy, I'm lowballing the hell out of you, because what leverage do you have at this point? He doesn't play.
Right.
We know he's a short-termer. We know you want to deal him. We know you got to deal him. We know that there's no future with the Golden State Warriors. So you sure as hell are not taking any of my coveted players. I'll give you, you know, some guys at the end of my bench who are DNP'd. But even though you may find value in Jonathan Kuminga, if you're a team that actually sees that, you know, he could fulfill a role, that at this point, whoever that team is, they have the leverage, don't they?
Yeah, and also, and I'm going to just say this, and I love Steve Kerr. I love Steve Kerr. I love what he's done. I think he's a great coach, all-time great coach. But if I had to say he had a weakness, and I do think this is a weakness of his, is that he has a system, and people that don't fit in his system, like, he can't use them. And I think that's what Kuminga suffers from. He just doesn't fit the system. And I don't know what he'd do somewhere else in a different system, but I do feel like there have been other players, and right now I'm drawing a blank on some of them, but you could think of them, right? What do you think about that, though? Like, Steve Kerr is not a system coach per se, but if you don't fit his system, then he can't use you, even if you are supremely talented.
I don't think it's the system so much is that he's a guy, and I'm talking about Steve Kerr, and I'm with you. I love Steve Kerr, but you got to have buy-in. You've got to have buy-in. There's a reason why Pat Spencer, guys like Pajemski, guys like this get run. It's because you've got to be able to know how to make the basketball plays. It's the little things. And I think it's not buy-in offensively, because I think he realizes what it is that Jonathan Kuminga can do. And I know it's like you got to play off of Steph, and it's like there's not set plays, and so you've got to, you know, it's sort of learning on the fly. And it's not that as much as it is that you cannot be somebody who's disengaged. You cannot be somebody, and this is why I felt Jordan Poole was on his way out, is because Jordan Poole was disinterested defensively. If there's any sense, sense of lethargy on the part of Steve Kerr, you don't fit into his system. It's not about the system. If the system means that, are you willing to take a charge? Are you willing to get on the floor? Are you bought in? Are you like that of Draymond Green, to use him as the example we've been talking about all day? Can you be that sort of, I don't need you to be that talented defensively, but can you be that in tune, that locked in, have that sort of energy? And I'm just sorry, Jonathan Kuminga at the end of the day, beautiful player, tremendous athlete, he's just not wired that way. And I think that's been the difference, and that's been the sticking point with those two all along.
Definitely. But again, though, if you can't utilize a talent like Kuminga or Jordan Poole, or, I mean, and again, Wiseman's a flop because he's proven it multiple teams. I get that part. Mostly health, though. But if you can't utilize guys like that, that's how you get yourself over the top. And I think about how we go back to, oh, my God, what's my man's name? Center. Played like JaVale McGee, right? Early on, he utilized dudes like JaVale McGee, and he had roles for him, most fakes. They had a spot for these guys to come in and do their thing that really wasn't necessarily what a power forward or a center does in the offense. And then you go back and you have Bogut and you have Zaza, and they do the normal stuff. But I feel like he's lost that ability a little bit, really, because I definitely feel like it's system-based, and people who don't fit it wind up on the periphery, man, and that's no way to go. Maybe it's listen, I'm 45, man, okay, and I'm not as limber or don't move as well. And maybe as he's had success as a coach, right, he's become more locked in to that ideology, because now that I think about it, he did that early on when they were killing, when they were winning championships, when they were doing all the things, when they were dominant, he did that. You got a player, we're going to bring him in, he's going to come in here, he's going to revive his career like McGee did.
Shamar,
and now people come here to die.
We got to wrap you, man, but you know I love you. Good
no
takes
doubt,
as
yeah.
always.
There you do.
Shamari Block, where's mama? Where's your mom?
She's not here yet.
Oh,
though.
All right.
Hey, what time you show up? We're going to call you after the show. Just you
Yeah,
know,
no doubt. I'm done at 6, but I got a rule. Say hi to mom, and you and I will talk real soon. Have a happy holiday. Give a big hug to your mom and pops, and I'll get back at you.
Later, brother.
That's Shamari Block joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Do want to talk a little bit more about the Golden State Warriors, but first, this segment is sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. All right, we'll get off of Draymond a little bit and sort of talk about the Golden State Warriors and get you ready for that big matchup on Christmas Day when they take on the Dallas Mavericks. Klay Thompson's coming to town. It's sort of an afterthought. Who would have thought, man?
Yeah, I'm not really that excited. Not as like last year was.
Well, yeah, because there's so much more pressing news now that he's sort of like in the back seat. All right, we'll continue here on 95.7 The Game after this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.